didn't.
Oh, is this the present from Isabel?
It's a kite.
It's a kite, is it?
Yes. Yes, it is. I know it's a car.
Oh, a car. Right, would you like Mum to help you get the string off?
Yeah. It's blue. And then I'll put a lot of paper on.
Yes, isn't that beautiful? Look, it's red paper with Christmas trees and presents on it. And look, what are these?
Presents.
Look, all sticks of candy.
It's a candy.
And it's tied with a beautiful blue ribbon, isn't it? And a nice gold bow, and it says, "To Thomas with lots of loving kisses at Christmas, 99 from Isabel." Because it's actually the day after Boxing Day, and you've still got about six presents to open.
It's a kite.
It's a kite, is it?
Yeah.
And you had so many things. You had such a busy day. You didn't open them all on Christmas Day. And we were at Grandma's yesterday, weren't we?
Yes.
Oh, look, there's answers on the paper. What's that?
Gingerbread.
A gingerbread boy.
It's a kite. It's little.
That looks like a car to me.
It's a car.
Is it a car?
Open it. See what's inside it.
Open it, see what's inside. Look at this, it's called a flip flash. Oh, now it's powered by batteries. Yet again, batteries, Thomas.
There's batteries in it.
Well, I don't think there are batteries in it. This is the trouble.
Yeah.
We can get it out of the box, but you might not be able to play with it today.
You have to play.
Well, the shops are open today, aren't we? So we can always go and get some batteries, because Father Christmas brought you a torch, and you've not been able to use that yet, have you? Because that hadn't got any batteries.
Oh, yes.
And
a green battery and an orange battery and, like, a switch on.
Green battery and an orange battery. Well, I think when we take it out, we'll find that's passengers in the car. Like when Dimitra brought the tape recorder, we were terribly excited, weren't we? Then we realised we didn't have any batteries that fitted in, we couldn't use it.
It's not opening now. It's open.
Oh, it's not yet. There's a lot of sellotape on it.
Hello.
Just a second. What else have you opened this morning? What did you find in that other parcel?
It was tight.
A kite? Thomas, what are you talking about? Kite?
A blue kite, a red kite, and a blue kite.
A blue kite, a red kite, and a blue kite. I can't wait for you to have a kite, because I used to have a kite when I was little and I thought it was wonderful.
It's wonderful.
It's wonderful. Who taught you about kites? Why have you seen a kite?
Well, there's someone left in your house.
Oh, look at this. Wow. Isn't that gorgeous? Oh, guess what, Thomas?
It's funny.
It actually takes the type of batteries I've got.
A little front wheel. It's Thomas talking.
Well, it's a little label on the front wheel, isn't it? What happened to the batteries, Thomas, that you had this morning?
No flash. No flash.
Well, it'll work when we put the batteries in, because I don't think we'll put the batteries in just yet, because it might make a noise, and that's not what we need at the moment, is it?
Just a minute. Your battery's in.
Now we've got to wait for batteries, Thomas, till later on. I'm just going to turn the Christmas tree lights. I thought we'd turn them off, but they're back on again.
The storm.
No.
Turn that on.
Well, we'll just turn that off for a moment because that's making a noise as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
About what everybody knows.
Say your batteries are the wizard on your batteries.
Now the battery's gone. Well, I've just moved them for the moment and we'll sort the batteries in it later.
Later.
I've just got the scissors to cut the label off. Isn't this smart? It's a bright green and orange car.
My turn now. Ready?
You want to cut it out, ready?
Three, one.
One, two, three. Snip. Snip. Close the scissors. Snip. That's it.
It's all open. Snip, snip, snip.
That's right. Would you like to put your scissors there? Just see. Oh, there we are. It's come off without them. It's called a flip flash.
Flip.
A flip lash.
Look! Look!
We're smoking. Oh, Dobbin's wearing a Santa hat, isn't he?
Yes.
Well, at the same time as this might overheat, and if it does, we've got to leave it turned off for a while. So I think you must turn it on and off there. Isn't that lovely? And that's from Isabel. So we're going to have to do some thank you letters, aren't we? A lot of thank you letters. A lot of thank you letters.
Thank you letters.
Have we got the label from that parcel?
Just checking that seat. Just a wheel on it.
It looks to me as if it's a sort of car, Thomas, that if it hits something, it jumps over, it flips over.
Flips.
And turns into a different car. It might be an orange car racing along. When it hits into something, pushes into something, it'll flip over and turn into a green car. Keep the box.
Yes. Oh dear.
Keep the box and the instructions, and we need to find the label. Where's the little gift tag that said it was from Isabel? Oh, here it is. Mummy's had to keep a list, hasn't she, of all the things that we've been given so that we can write to the right people and thank them for the right thing.
Big lambs, they computer.
What's she saying?
The computer.
Computer?
Yes.
What's about the computer?
Snip that down. Mum needs to give them another batteries.
You're moving the beads along.
This way.
Because the toy you got for Mummy and Daddy is called a looping, isn't it?
Yes, looping.
A bead coaster. I'm not quite sure what you'd call it. It's got a wooden frame and a metal frame and lots of different coloured beads, different shapes coloured beads. And you move the beads along the wires, don't you?
Yes, along the wires. Running along the wires all day long? Yes, running on the shoulders.
They have one of these at the doctor's waiting room, don't they? And we've seen lots of Daisy and Tom. And they have them in John Lewis, and you sit for a long time, don't you, playing with these? Oh dear. It is quite a big box, isn't it? What happened? Did the lid slip up and hit with the eye?
Yeah.
Oh, sweetheart. Shouldn't hope if. How's that? Oh dear, dear. Let me kiss it. There. Oh, what time is it? Betty,
no.
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 Oh, treasure. Poor little Thomas. You got those scissors as well from Father Christmas, didn't you?
Yeah.
Three pairs of plastic scissors. One's a pair that just cuts in a straight line. One's...
A blue one, a red one, please.
You want the other scissors?
Yes.
All right. Is your eye better now?
Yes.
Let Mum just have a look and wipe it with a tissue. It's made it water, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, don't like. It was nasty, wasn't it? It was very, very naughty thing for that box to do. There we are. Lots of kisses.
No.
Shall I go and get the other scissors for you?
No.
You don't want the scissors?
Yes.
You do. Let me just check that there's not an eyelash gone.
No,
it hasn't, has it? I think it was just the corner of the box. Ooh, that big cuddle would do so much better. Oh. We'll have a little break in a moment and have some breakfast, I think.
No.
Got to sleep bed, isn't it? Got to up this morning. We all got up this morning very early and then Daddy went back for a lie down. And I think it's time we had a little bit of breakfast. We were out late last night, weren't we? Because we went to Grandma's. We had Christmas dinner at home. And then yesterday we went to see Grandma and Grandad. And they had a party, didn't they? And who came?
Auntie Sharon and David.
Auntie Sharon and Uncle David. And who else? Auntie Patty. Did Auntie Patty go?
Yeah.
With John? And what was the name of the girl that was there? Can you remember?
Yeah.
What was she called? Vicky?
Vicky.
Yes. So we went to our granddad's and we had a party, didn't we?
Yeah.
And we came home last night and you went to sleep in that car. And then we got in and we just put you straight in your pyjamas and you had a little drink of milk and you went to bed. And you were a tired boy and then, do you know what you were doing in the night? Mummy could hear you coughing, and then all of a sudden you started to cry, and you were sitting in your cot crying, where's the bus? Where's the bus? You're not asked about the bus for ages. When you were a little boy, that's one of the first things you used to say. You said, where's the bus? Where's the bus? Where's the bus? Where's the bus? Oh, your eyes watering an awful lot, isn't it? It's made your nose run as well. And we've got people coming today, haven't we?
Yeah.
We've got Mike and Christine and our little girl, Paul Junior. They're coming today. And then tomorrow, we're going to York to see your other grandma and granddad. We're staying there Tuesday night and Wednesday night. And coming back on Thursday. Do you not feel like talking now?
No.
Oh, dear. Shall we just open that parcel and look in that?
No. Yeah, open that bit. Most scissors get touchy.
Want to open it with the scissors?
It's locked.
Is it locked? Bring it here, we'll have a look. Who's this from?
Ooh, Sonia.
From Sonia? No, I don't think so. It says, oh, look at the gift label, that's nice. What has it got on it, Thomas? A teddy bear. A nice scarf. And look, what are these birds called?
Sausage.
They're called what?
Sausage.
I think they're called robins. Robin Redbreast.
Not far from us.
Silly, you're making up words, aren't you?
Yes.
Right, that, what does it say inside? Wishing you a wonderful Christmas to Thomas Whitler from Margaret Beasy. That's the lady that works at St. Gabriel's, isn't it? Oh, the paper's nice. What's it got on the paper?
Kite.
A kite? Well, they're ribbons. They're big bows.
The trains.
Trains and... what else? Holly.
Holly.
And...
ribbon wrist.
Rocking horse.
Rocking horse.
Think of it like Dobbin. It's nice to that. Just
no, Robin! No red nails! And scissors!
You want to use the scissors?
No. It's not really. Don't you have that present?
Let's cut the present. Oh, what's this?
Jigsaw.
Jigsaw? Oh, it says animal jigsaws. A book with 5 12-piece puzzles. Wild animals on safari. Oh, look at this, Thomas. This is a nice book, isn't it?
An elephant.
Elephant.
Baby and a big.
A baby and a big elephant. It's a book about wild animals, and each page has a story about the animal. And on the other side, a jigsaw for you to do. Look, elephant. Is this my knee?
Yeah. It's the pieces off.
I want to put the pieces off. What's on the next page? Shall we have a look through the book first?
Yeah.
What's that?
Giraffes.
Giraffes?
Yes. Take them off. Take pictures.
Take the pictures off. Because here it says, this baby elephant is walking with its mother. On the other page, here is the mother giraffe and her baby. Oh, the next page. Lions. This mother lion is cleaning her cub. Who does that look like?
Purdy.
Purdy. Oh, but you don't know what that is, do you?
No, no.
That's called an ostrich.
Ostrich. Like a snake.
Like a snake. Her neck's like a snake. Yes. Oh, it's a boy because it says here is an ostrich and his chicks. So if it's saying his, it must be a little boy, mustn't it? And then it's all sorts of other things. Ostriches can run very fast. The chicks can run as fast as their parents when they're only 4 weeks old. How many chicks can you see? There are 4 chicks here. Ostriches lay up to 11 eggs, and the male and female ostriches take turns sitting on the eggs and looking after the chicks once the eggs are hatched. What's the next page? What's this?
Bagua.
A what?
Bagua.
A bagua?
Bagua's.
It's a zebra.
Zebra.
You remember? I think you did know what a zebra was. You just couldn't remember how to say it, could you?
The pieces off.
Oh, and then at the back page it's saying, can you remember who can run very fast? Well, that was the ostrich, wasn't it? Who has a long neck?
Ostrich.
What was that?
Ostrich. Ostrich.
The giraffe had a long neck. Who has stripes?
Blue.
The zebra. And who has a trunk?
Elephant.
Yes, and who has spots when it's little? Who has spots when it's little? A lion.
Take that pieces off.
Baby lions are born with spots, but they soon disappear, leaving them with a sandy golden coat like their parents. Oh, shall we do one of the jigsaws?
Yes.
Okay, down you pop. Do you want to do the elephant one?
Yeah.
Let's take the pieces out. That's a very nice present, isn't it? Haven't you got some lovely things?
Take that tail off.
Let's try the piece off with its tail. We have to put it back together again, don't we?
Yes.
Why don't you know, sweetheart?
One of these one down there.
The piece gone down there, you've dropped a piece of jigsaw. There we are. Is your eye better now?
Yes.
Good.
It's green sprouts.
Oh yes, on the other side it's green, isn't it? It's got It's white with green triangles. That's so that you know you've got the jigsaw the right way round.
Right. Oh, have wash and clean.
We'll have what? Wash and clean?
Yeah.
What do you mean we'll have wash and clean?
I think one, two, three.
You want to get your digger to dig up the piece?
Oh, no, in the box. Let's get that box. Let's get one, two, three. Let's get in the pan. All these pieces go. Now we get
what are pieces coming to get you? You're putting all the pieces of the jigsaw in your little digger, are you?
Yes.
Talking of diggers, you got this, didn't you, from Uncle David and Auntie Sharon?
Were these jigsaws?
Yes, they bought you all sorts of things, but they bought you this as well, which is a yellow t-shirt, a JCB t-shirt, aged 3 to 4 years. And it has a picture of a JCB digger on the front and it says built to last. And they got you a JCB helmet as well, didn't they?
Yeah.
So now you've got your helmet that you either pretend you've got the builder or a fireman. And now you've got a JCB helmet. Which is very...
It's happened a man!
What's that? Your helmet on, you're working your digger at the moment, aren't you?
My fan and Sam.
Well, you're fan and Sam, are you?
Mary, I lost. Oh, so you're saying that today your house pipe off.
What are you saying?
That my house pipe out of furniture and all will be in my old bed.
Getting your house pipe out of the fire engine?
Yeah.
Playing with your fire engine as well.
Yeah.
Fire engine's a nice place.
Not work. It's not work.
Is it not working?
Oh yes, it's working. Then I hug. And then. Oh dear, dog. Yes.
You're checking the lights are working. Well, I was just checking that.
Oops, sorry. I just
the lights are working, but
and then it's got pieces in it. And then in the box. And then
the lights are all working, but when Mummy listens on the headphones, it doesn't seem to be recording at one side. Just have a look at that, Thomas, and I'll check it out.
He pulled. It's Lola's hair. Pulling it. She's Tinker Winky's there.
Tinker Winky's there?
Yeah.
Yes, you got a Tinky Winky, didn't you, from Father Christmas?
Want it each, Mother said.
Pardon?
Want it each.
One of each, yes, one of each you've got. First of all, you got a Poe, didn't you? first Christmas you ever remember, well, you maybe don't remember it, but the first Christmas we had you, you had a Poe, a tiny Poe. That's when Teletubbies were in very short supply because everybody wanted one. And then later on in the year you got a larger Poe. When you pressed its tummy, it talked. Then you got Dipsy. Last Christmas you got Dipsy, and Dipsy, when he pressed his tummy, he talked. And then Daddy bought you Lala when we were out one day, didn't he? And then this Christmas, Father Christmas has brought you Chinky Winky, because when we were asking you what you wanted from Father Christmas, you weren't sure. And then we suddenly remembered that you hadn't got a Chinky Winky, and Father Christmas had quite a lot of Chinky Winkies, and he said he was very happy to bring one for you. So in your stocking...
Oh, my dog sausages.
Yeah, that's right. You got sausages for Father Christmas, didn't you? That was really funny because you opened all your presents.
And then my sausages.
Yes, and then when we went to the fridge to make a cup of tea to get the milk out, and when we opened the fridge, what did we find? He'd left some sausages, hadn't he?
Open that.
Well, I'll open it, because I think you've eaten them all now.
Eaten
them. Yes, you've eaten them all day on Christmas Day. No, there aren't sausages there now. No. Oh no, sausages. So come on, let's go and have a talk about what he brought you.
No.
No?
I want lemonade for lunch.
You'd like some lemonade? Well, I think we better have some breakfast in a minute, don't you?
Yeah, lunch.
All right. Let's just have a look at these other presents.
Yes.
And then we'll have something to eat and drink. So Father Christmas brought you a Tinky Winky and a train set, didn't he?
Yeah.
And a fire engine. And you had a...
Not Thomas the Tank Engine. Oh, that Thomas the Tank Engine. Yeah,
so that was something that Daddy had, wasn't it? A Thomas the Tank Engine CD-ROM. And he brought you a torch. And you had a Satsuma and a selection box and a big tube of Smarties. And what about all those books he brought? Lots of books. He brought a Bob the Builder annual and a Postman Pat annual and Thomas the Tank Engine annual. And I think there was a nursery rhyme book and tape, wasn't there?
Yeah.
And what about PB Bear? You had a video and two books, didn't you? All from Father Christmas. Oh, and Postman Pat books. You must have known you liked all those people, Thomas.
I don't know what
else. All these parcels are here now.
Open them.
Yes, you can open them, because you didn't open Christmas Day.
Open Sue's them.
Sue's? Do you remember that was from Sue, do you?
Yeah.
That's a clever boy, because that's a long time since you brought it.
Father Christmas Day, open all these parcels, please, Father Christmas.
Father Christmas Day, open the parcels, please, Father Christmas.
This is it's a shoebox.
Treat box.
Chocolates
from Sue. Let's have a look. Isn't that gorgeous? Oh, Cadbury's varieties. Crunchy, Dairy Milk, Whisper, Caramel. Oh, Thomas. You've not had your breakfast yet, but would you like one of these?
Yes, please. Oh, sorry.
And
that one.
Have that one.
No nuts.
No nuts?
No.
You remember nuts as well? No nuts, that's right, yes.
No, Daddy, I'm in the street. Bring your chocolate, Daddy.
Daddy's still asleep. We'll give Daddy one more wake, so there you are. What do you say?
Yes, please.
And then what do you say when we see Sue? We'll have to say thank you to Sue, won't we?
Thank you, Sue.
Thank you, Sue. Please, my mummy have one. Would you like to choose one for mummy?
That one?
Cadbury's Caramel. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Thomas. I shall have to say thank you to Sue as well.
Mmm.
Oh, this says, Cadbury's Caramel, take it easy. Mmm.
That's just what I intend doing.
Delicious.
Delicious? You mean delicious?
Delicious.
Delicious, it's delicious.
Delicious?
Yesterday you were saying things were totally delicious. And it took me a while to realise you meant truly delicious. It is delicious, you're quite right.
Have another one, Mummy. Have another one.
No, you haven't eaten that yet. No, we can only have one, we've not had breakfast.
No, Purdy.
I think Purdy's asleep upstairs with Dad, isn't she? She'll be on the floor by the radiator because it's nice and warm there. Put those up there, Thomas. And Daddy's got a toga around there. I'm going to hide that as well. Oh, he's opened it. Look at that.
Open it. Daddy, open it.
Yes, he's already opened his.
Two now?
It's two now, yes. The one was from... One was for Mummy, one was for Daddy.
Oh, I'm Mummy! I want a me one.
No,
it's mine.
There's some nuts in it, Thomas.
It's mine.
And you haven't got an allergy to nuts that we know of. But it's just you look a bit too young really for things with nuts, aren't you?
Yeah.
It might get stuck in your throat and you'll cough. Just wipe your hands on his towel. Then I think we ought to go and have a little look at those other parcels.
Yeah.
Because if Julia comes today to see you, she might wonder why you've not opened all your presents from Christmas. Do you want to pop your dressing gown on?
I'll put it
on. Over here. Over here on the sofa. And later on this afternoon, we've got two parcels to deliver ourselves, haven't we? Because Lisa has had a little go and so has Mrs. Battersby at the back. So we've got two things to deliver, haven't we? You're putting the ribbon from Isabel's paws around your neck.
It's just like a bow.
Yes, like a bow. It is a bow. Nice blue ribbon with a gold bow. It's a nice day, Thomas. The sun's shining.
It's sunshiny.
No snow today.
There's no day. We.
You want to keep that paper because it's nice, isn't it?
Put Mummy in it.
You want to put Mummy in it?
Yes.
You're wrapping Mummy up in gift wrap.
Is that very dangerous?
Very dangerous?
From your hair, which not fall down.
What's very dangerous?
And then your hair not fall down.
No, my hair's not going to fall down. It's dangerous putting things over people's faces, is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Yes, because we've told you not to put things over your face, haven't we?
Yeah.
Was I eating you?
Yeah.
I'm hiding behind the paper and I could just bite you a little bit.
Daddy, do it again.
Do it again?
But it's Mummy's finger.
You want to bite my finger? Not hard. Not hard.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
Little nip.
Little nip. Oh, you're gorgeous.
Have you had a nice day so far?
No.
No?
A big ride.
Big ride.
Oh, there is there. There's somebody. It's a tank.
Oh, what's this?
Watch.
A watch. This is from Sister Eileen at St. Gabriel's, isn't it?
That puts it on.
Look at that.
Open it.
Oh, what time does it say?
Open the
learning
watch.
Learning to tell the time can be fun.
Open the watch.
It's a watch book. Learn to tell the time with your Graham watch. It's a book that talks about the time. Oh, look, it's got lots of pictures of clocks.
Bus?
A bus, yes, it's saying. When Pandy gets to school, he looks at the clock above the door. The hour hand says 8 and the minute hand is halfway around. It's 8:30 when school bus arrives at school. So it's a story all about, oh, look at this, at 8 o'clock has his breakfast. 8:30 is at school, 10 o'clock it's break time, 12 noon and it's lunch time. 3:30 finishes his homework and goes out to play. Oh, and then it says, now it's time for bed. But it's come with a watch, this book, hasn't it?
Take it off.
I'll try and get it off. Oh, I see, it sticks at the back. Let's open it there. Oh, what's on the back page, Thomas?
Postman Pat.
Postman Pat. What else?
Tell the helicopter.
Yeah, tell the helicopter.
I
think it's secured with these little sticky circles.
Oh!
It's a daisy sticking on the wrapping paper.
Present around my
there. Oh, that's why you're slipping. You're sitting on that present, aren't you?
It's pretty
there. We're going to open this first, aren't we?
Yeah.
Can you see our clock? On the mantelpiece.
Where?
It's hidden a little bit. My Christmas cards, isn't it?
It's hiding.
It's hiding.
Not see a clock.
You not see a clock?
No. It's gone somewhere.
It's gone somewhere. Right, there we go. Take your watch off.
The one right here.
Nearly every present you have, Thomas, is not suitable for children over 3 years due to small parts. Right. Look at that now. Isn't that lovely? Does it work? Let's have a look.
Put it there. One there. Put it round there.
Want to put it round there? Put it on your wrist. On this wrist?
Yes.
Isn't this a smart watch?
Too blessed.
Is that tight enough?
Yes.
Should we put it on the next one?
Yeah, it's locked.
It's locked. It's locked on your wrist now, isn't it? Is that too tight, sweetheart?
No.
You sure?
Where's that button?
Where's that button?
Where's that button done?
There we are.
Where's the button?
Where's the button? It's there. Thomas has a watch.
Where's the button? The button. It's there.
What time is it, Thomas?
Breakfast time.
It is breakfast time, isn't it? You're quite right.
Tabatol, darling.
So that's a lovely storybook, isn't it?
Take that watch out. Breakfast time.
Breakfast time. Oh, that does look nice. Would you like to take it off now?
Yes, I'm wearing it.
You'd like Mummy to wear it?
Yeah.
Mummy's got a watch, hasn't she?
Yeah.
I'm not wearing it at the moment, though.
Not me, no, don't.
Take Mummy's watch off when she goes to bed. Yes, it'll go around my wrist as well. This is beautiful, isn't it? Haven't
you? Two watches.
Two watches, yes.
I've got three watches. I've got a gold watch and a silver watch.
Breakfast time.
It's breakfast time, I think it is.
Think it is.
We've got a lot more tidying up to do now. We've got lots of wrapping paper on the floor. We need to keep all the gift tags and the instruction leaflets together. You've still got one more parcel. Well, let's look at the paper before we unwrap it. Who's this on the paper?
For
the Christmas in the snowman. Who's this?
Badger.
Badger? It's a reindeer. Oh, this is from the lady at church, isn't it, Susie? Always made a fuss of you from being a baby. It says, My Classic Fairy Tales. It's a book.
Full of pictures.
Full of pictures? Oh, that looks like Little Red Riding Hood. Do you remember last week at Molly's party, the magician did a puppet show about Little Red Riding Hood and her grandma and the wolf? Remember that?
Yeah.
It's the storybook. This fairy tale collection contains four of the most popular classic fairy stories, Red Riding Hood, Cinderella, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, and Sleeping Beauty. Little Red Riding Hood. Oh, you've got lots of storybooks now. I don't have to go to bed earlier, Thomas, to be able to read all these, aren't
we? Red Riding Hood.
Do you want to read the story about Red Riding Hood?
Yes.
It might be a long story. One morning, Little Red Riding Hood's mother asked her to take a basket of food to her grandma, who was in bed and not feeling very well. Do go straight to grandma's house, said her mother, and dressed her in her red cape and hood. On her way through the wood, Little Red Riding Hood met a wolf, who asked her where she was going. To see my grandma, who is ill in bed, said Little Red Riding Hood. Where does she live? Asked the wolf. At the cottage in the little wood, said Little Red Riding Hood, without thinking. And before she knew what had happened, the wolf turned and ran off. Shall we read more?
Yeah.
Let me just try to find a tissue, Thomas. The wolf rushed straight to the cottage where Grandma lived, and when he arrived, he knocked at the door. Who is there? Called Grandma. And Wolf replied, It's Little Red Riding Hood, Grandma. Lift the latch and come in, said Grandma. When she saw the wolf, she was so frightened she hid herself in the cupboard. The wolf quickly put on Grandma's bed cap and waited for Little Red Riding Hood to arrive. Who is there? He called in a voice like Grandma's when he heard her knock. It's Little Red Riding Hood, she answered. Lift the latch and come in, said the wolf. How are you feeling? Said Little Red Riding Hood. Much better, thank you, dear, said the wolf as he spoke. His bed cap slipped from his head so that Little Red Riding Hood could see his ears. What big ears you have, said Little Red Riding Hood nervously. All the better to hear you with, said the wolf. What big teeth you have, cried Little Red Riding Hood. All the better to eat you with, shouted the wolf as he jumped out of the bed. You are not my grandma, screamed Little Red Riding Hood. No, I am the big bad wolf and I'm going to eat you up. This is a frightening story, Thomas.
Love?
Yeah. As Little Red Riding Hood ran from the house, a woodcutter who was cutting some trees outside heard her cries for help. He chased the wolf down the path and the wolf ran off into the woods as fast as he could. The woodcutter took Little Red Riding Hood back into the cottage to see if the nasty wolf had eaten her grandma. As they called her, her voice said, I am in the cupboard, is it safe to come out? When Grandma heard Little Red Riding Hood's voice, she knew that all was well. Oh, how lucky we are both to be safe, said Little Red Riding Hood as she hugged her grandma. They both thanked the woodcutter and asked him to stay for tea. That's a nice story, isn't it?
Like that.
Oh, look, there's the woodcutter and Grandma and Little Red Riding Hood having tea. What have they got on the table?
Cake.
The cake. And?
And that.
The drink cups. Some little pies on the table as well. We won't read any more now, but there's a story about Cinderella, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs and Sleeping Beauty. So that's another lovely book, isn't it?
That. The one.
You want this story?
Yeah.
Well, before we do that, Mummy's got to come and get a tissue to us. I don't know what happened to the one we were using before to wipe your eyes. Mummy's got two of your socks in her pocket.
Two of my socks.
Two of your socks. Oh, that's a little plastic bag. That could do with going in the bin, Thomas. I think that's what the beaker was wrapped in. Would you like to put it in the bin, please?
No, not dirty.
No, it's not dirty, but we can't really use it.
It's sticky.
Is it sticky? I think that might be a little bit of sellotape on the corner.
Bit of sellotape. Put it down there.
Put it down there.
Having a picnic.
Having a picnic?
Yeah.
Are we having a picnic? Well, I suggest we have our breakfast now. What do you think?
Having a picnic on our holidays.
Yeah. Oh, you're thinking of Teddy Bear's picnic, aren't you? Picnic time for Teddy Bears. The little Teddy Bears are having a lovely time today. Watch them, catch them, unawares. See the picnic on the holidays. Is that what you're thinking of?
Yeah.
See them gaily count about. They love to play and shout. They never have any cares. At 6 o'clock, their mothers and brothers would like to come to bed because they're tired of their job.
Hey,
there you go. That's right. You're having a picnic down there, are you?
This work, not work.
Why don't you get in your chair?
No.
And we'll get something nice to eat.
Nice to eat. Gingerbread.
Gingerbreads?
Yes.
I don't think we've got any gingerbread.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Go look there, please. Go look there.
Go look there, that's right.
Yes, please. Oh, sorry, Mummy.
That's all right. Your head bumped my cheek, didn't it? It was an accident. Are you sure you don't want your dressing gown on, sweetie?
No.
You're warm enough. No banging, no banging. Shh, shh. Tom. When did I start to do that? That's not nice. Oi. Silly.
No, not silly.
So silly.
No.
Very silly to me.
No, it's not me. It's you.
It's not me, it's you.
Not you, me. It's you.
How are you?
I pulled my hair.
Did I pull your hair? It's only when I was putting the bib on. I must have caught it in the back of the ties. Some cornflakes, Thomas.
No, or gingerbread.
Oh, we haven't got gingerbread.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Let's pour some cornflakes. We'll pour two bowls.
No, two bowls. I have two bowls, please.
Two bowls, please.
A bag of cornflakes. Two milk, please.
And some milk.
Yes.
You'd like milk on both of them?
Hey, look.
Okay, look, we've got to go to the shop to get some milk, haven't we? We haven't got much milk left. There we are.
And that.
On that. Do you want milk on that one as well? There we are.
With lots of spoons.
And some spoons. I think there's just enough milk now for Mummy and Dad to have a cup of tea.
Daddy! Oh, it's woken up.
It's Daddy woken up?
Yeah. Had a date, girls. Had a date. Had a date.
You heard the gate?
Yeah.
All right. You mean that you heard the gate on the stairs?
Yes.
Oh, that must mean somebody moving around. What's Daddy going to say when he comes downstairs and see all these presents? Because when he went to bed last night, the house was tidy and now we've got wrapping paper all over the floor and presents he hasn't seen. There you are, sweetheart. You have that one. Can you reach?
Yeah. It's mine.
Is it?
It's yours.
That's right, that's your mine. This is yours, and that's yours, and this is mine. I'll leave the box of cornflakes there, and if we want any more. It's nearby. Would you like your Santa hat on? There you are. No?
There's milk.
What can you see?
Snow.
Snow?
There.
Oh, no, do you know what that is? It's not snow, it's smoke. It's coming from Sue's house, isn't it?
The chateau. Somebody's car.
Well, I think she's got a fire lit. It's smoke coming from the chimney. The house isn't on fire. We left your little fireman at Grandma's yesterday.
Fireman.
We brought the fire engine home, but the fireman on the roof of the fire engine is still at Grandma's. Your cornflakes, nice. No banging, please.
Wake Daddy up.
Wake Daddy up. We will wake Daddy up if you bang like that. I think he's up already. No, please, Thomas, don't bang.
Stop it.
Now. Don't say that.
Stop it, Buddy. Not point my finger.
Stop it pointing my finger. Did I point my finger at you?
Yeah.
I didn't really point it at you. I just wagged it. That's what people do when people are naughty. People wag their fingers at them and say, don't do that. Please don't do that.
Again.
Please don't do that.
No, people do that.
People do that, yes. People don't do that, Thomas. That is not nice.
Yes.
No, listen. People aren't going to want to invite you around for meals if you're going to sit at the table and bang. Yes. They'll all be wagging their fingers saying, what a naughty boy that Thomas is.
Ha ha.
What do you think Rita's doing now? She's in Greece, isn't she? Do you think she's having a nice time? She's gone to see her mummy and daddy, hasn't she? Do you think Father Christmas would find Rita?
Ta-da! For hatred some way!
Pardon?
Hedgehog somewhere.
A hedgehog somewhere? Why are you talking about hedgehogs? No, don't mess with your spoon, Thomas. Come on. You have this one.
Look at that. Oh, it's itchy. Look at that.
There you are. Well, you have Mummy's spoon.
Ooh.
Is that nice?
Yes.
Can you hear Daddy moving around upstairs?
Yes.
I wonder what he's doing. Do you think he's going to have a bath or a shower? We're going to stay at Grandma's tomorrow. We're going to have to start packing up all our things, aren't we? Clothes, And things you want to take with you. You can't take a lot of toys.
No baby toys.
No baby toys.
Big toys. A lot of toys.
A lot of toys. You have a lot of toys, so we'll just have to decide which ones you're taking. I think you should take your fire engine, because you'd like to see that. And we better take Poe, haven't we? Because you like to sleep with Poe. And if Poe's going, do you think Tinky Winky better go as well to keep Poe company? And we've got quite a few books we could take. Grandma might like reading books to you.
I like dirty books.
Pardon?
I like dirty books, yeah.
You don't like dirty books, yeah? Well, you haven't got any dirty books. They're all brand new and clean and nice, aren't they? And even the books you've had a long time are still nice because you've looked after them, haven't you?
Yeah.
Would you like some more cornflakes? Would you like some more cornflakes?
Your shoulder's up there, Daddy! Your shoulder's!
Thomas has spotted your Toblerone, Daddy, up here.
Your chocolate's there!
Oh, and Sue bought him some chocolates. He's just been unwrapping all his presents, as you can see from all the paper on the floor.
Oh, your chocolates! Quick, Daddy!
I think you might find some of that chocolate's gone.
It has, yes, we did discover that.
And your chocolates up there, my chocolates up there! Quickly, Daddy!
Your chocolates up there, Daddy. I put your Toblerone up there out of the way. And then Sue's bought him a box of chocolates.
Quickly, Daddy!
Quickly, Daddy, quickly.
Quickly!
Quickly, he wants to show you quickly.
Your chocolates.
Lots of chocolates.
Would you like one, Daddy? Because I must confess we've had one before our breakfast.
No, thank you.
No. And what else have you got this morning? Tell Daddy, because he wasn't here when you opened those presents.
I'm having chocolate now.
No.
Yes, please.
To finish your cornflakes.
No, we were offering Daddy a chocolate because we've had one, but you can't have any more. He's got a nice car from Isabel. And he's got a fairy storybook from that lady at church. And a jigsaw book about animals from Margaret Beasy. And Sister Annie's bought him a book about telling the time and a watch.
I want another chocolate.
I bet you do. And chocolates from Sue. So I think we finally opened all our Christmas
one,
presents.
Please. Have one.
Have one?
Yes, please. I want one.
I want never gets. So please, it's too late.
I want your chocolate, Daddy.
You say please, may I have?
Please have that, may I have?
Please, may I have?
Please have my ass. May I have a little drink?
May I have a little drink? You certainly may, darling, yes. Some blackcurrant juice?
Yes. I want to show my daddy up there, please.
You want a chocolate?
Yes, please.
Yeah, what does Mummy say?
Yes, please. Please have a chocolate.
If you have another chocolate, you've got to eat some toast.
Which chocolates are these ones?
Those are from Sue.
Sue's chocolate?
Yeah.
Thomas like one.
Just one to me.
Those are better than cornflakes, aren't they?
Yeah, no nuts.
No nuts in that one.
Two chocolates.
Big one, that one.
Not chocolate, Mummy! Daddy's brought that for me.
Who's brought it for you?
Daddy.
Daddy brought it for me?
Daddy, me. I can't find you, please, and then